think AJ took a swing at him. That's your car horn. So the car horn's stuck. How does this make you feel, AJ?
How does it make me feel?
I think this movie. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
I can't.
Talk me louder.
You're an annoying sound next to it.
What's worse, Ashley or the trumpet? So AJ, he's just gonna stand there for 40 minutes and play. Even he got tired of it.
It's actually a car horn.
All right. Yeah.
That's
Tim the Trumpet Guy, and he's volunteered with the Westville Village Renaissance Alliance more than 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, he was our featured trumpet player on Election Day.
Yep, exactly. He did a great job, too, and did a great job today.
Teaches ninth grade English at Hill House High School. Thank you for that. Not an easy year to do that. Thank you, Tim.
Now I have to bring the music back up again.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. We are approaching.
Yay!
It's the final countdown. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. AJ is in a box outside McDermott Chevrolet Lexus in East Haven.
And I am teetering.
4 minutes left.
Four to go.
How would you like to spend your last 4 minutes?
Sleeping.
Not possible.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're going to need you awake to get you out of the box.
It's funny because, you know, during that commercial break, I was leaning against the Life bicycle over here, and I closed my eyes for a second. I actually felt my knees buckle.
Oh.
I almost fell asleep right here. Yeah.
Do you have your mask on?
Yes, I do.
I could tell.
Yeah, so somebody, when I walk out the door, I walk out the door.
He's ready. Oh, he's
yeah.
So ready.
Yeah, I'm being as ready as possible, yes.
All right, so where's the cardboard cutout of Norwalk Bob?
Cardboard cutout of Norwalk Bob is behind the chair, which is behind up against the
wall. All right, you're leaving
him
there? You're not going to...
You got to put him by the door. You have to. That's a tradition now.
If it gets me the hell out of here, whatever.
Yeah.
My arm made it in there.
All right. Okay, he's by the door.
All right, very good.
All right, catch up, Bob's by the door now.
All right.
Thank you.
You have 2.5 minutes.
I do.
Hold on. Andre?
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
The CIA has been known to use music as a torture device very regularly. And one that they actually used that was on the Senate Intelligence Committee torture report was Rawhide by the Blues Brothers. Played 24 hours straight to interrogate terrorists. And it worked.
Oh, we should have looked up this list.
Nickelback and Coldplay. Yep.
Thank you, Andre. This song has to be on the list somewhere.
Yes, I would say this definitely rates up there as far as a torture song.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. It's going to be the longest 2 minutes of my life.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Scott and Wallingford.
Hey.
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 You should be playing "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha" song for him when he gets out of the box.
Right.
He's taking me away.
Yeah.
I still have my Santa.
Yeah, I'm putting a challenge out next weekend, too, for everybody to donate $500. I gave $500 in honor of my parents because they used to fill up their pickup truck and bring them up to a family that only had a couple kids.
That's pretty cool.
They didn't celebrate Christmas because they were born-again Christians. They didn't believe in giving gifts.
Hey,
so
Scott, we're going to let this moment be AJ's. Thank you for calling in. We have 60 seconds to go here.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any donations online? Or?
Drew is giving me a big thumbs up over here.
Oh, we do have some numbers?
We have numbers.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna wait.
We're going to wait on that.
We have 45 seconds before you leave the box. AJ, is there anything you want to say in your last few seconds in the box?
Yes, I never want to hear the song ever again. I want to thank all the listeners who came down and donated. Thank you very much also for donating online. I want to thank the folks that stopped over just to, you know, say hello, take a selfie. I want to thank Pickle Guy not for stabbing me in the face with a stick. I'm not quite sure what the guy with the inflatable spiders wanted, but hopefully I made his night. And I also just wanted to say I am so going to take a nap, and I'm not waking up till at least 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Five seconds. Four. Five seconds.
Three, two, one.
And I am out of here.
You want to describe what's happening, or should we guess?
Yes, I thought he ran away. Out of the booth.
This would be funny. We are.
AJ! AJ! The booth. So I walked out of the booth to a raucous display of affection from everybody over here.
Raucous.
And now I am now standing outside in the rain. I was actually better off in the booth.
I can't believe you didn't stop the song yet.
Oh, yeah, damn. You know what? I'm out of the booth. I don't care. Let it play until it rots into the earth.
Holy smokes. All right, well, how do you feel?
How do I feel? I feel fantastic. I get to actually take a nap now. I feel really good. The air is surprisingly better outside of here.
You got
to
stop that song.
Yeah, please.
For the rest of us.
All right, Drew, hold this.
Now he's got to go back in the box.
Connecticut, Long Island, Massachusetts, begging.
He is so used to it, it's just white noise to him now.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Yay.
All right. Very nice.
The evil song is gone now.
All right. Well, congratulations. Let's get
Thank you so much.
Near you.
Okay. Yeah, swipe is what we need.
Swipe. Put him on the microphone.
Hey, Chaz, how you doing?
Good. Now you're going to give AJ his post-box interview. So act like this is a, you know, like a long marathon.
Hey, Chaz, or AJ, you had a good event?
What?
This was a good event for you?
It was a fantastic event. I felt I was prepared mentally and physically.
Yeah. Awesome. I can't even think of a question, Jesus.
Jesus would not involve this. No, Jesus would not involve it. I did pray to Jesus several times, yes.
What would you want to know?
One question. Was this song more annoying than Baby Shark?
Yes, absolutely. More annoying than Baby Shark.
More annoying than my knock-knock jokes?
No, nothing's more annoying than knock-knock jokes.
Oh, thanks for coming to the post-box interview.
He just came up. He tossed in the towel.
What happened?
It was like 2.5 questions, and yeah.
He's not the best for nothing, folks.
All right. Thank you, Swipe.